This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, horse people. This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to the Horses in the Morning radio show on the Horse Radio Network for September 5th, 2013, episode 738.
Good morning!
It's Thursday.
Let's kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Your presence is required on the command deck.
Well, welcome back to Thursday, folks. That means you only have one day left to surf the web for off-kilter classifieds and email them to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com with bad ads in the subject line. On tomorrow's live show, like we do every Friday, the reading of the ads will reveal the best of the worst. To the clever listener who submitted that ad, we will present an Equity Flex and Fork. The Equity Flex and Fork is a premium quality manure fork built in the USA to last for years. The ultra-tough, distinctive yellow basket is backed up by an unprecedented 13-month warranty against tine breakage. Patented flexible backbone lever relieves stress so tines don't snap. In addition to the durability, customer testing, and we test them here at the Horse Radio Network, that these forks work better too. A large basket, lightweight fiberglass handle, and flexible backbone lever support and ergonomic grip make picking up after your horse easier than ever. Get yours today at equitymfg.com. Now, sit back and enjoy this previously aired mashup masterpiece of horse shopping horror and success stories gleaned from the Hit'em Audio Vault.
I kind of decided to do something a little bit wild this weekend.
Is it hot girl yoga time?
No. Oh. That's potentially next Monday. I've been putting it off, but that will happen. But this weekend, actually, my sweaty yoga friend that's trying to get me to go, and another one or two, possibly three girlfriends, are loading up the truck and trailer and driving to a farm in Clovis, California. We're taking an empty trailer to a farm in Clovis, California, and we are going to do some serious horse shopping. I have a couple friends that are in the market for a new horse, and we found a farm that has just a bunch of them that we have found ourselves interested in. So we are taking a road trip to go horse shopping. Okay, I lost you there for a second. My internet connection went down. Tell me again what you were just talking about, because I logged back in and you're talking about me.
Well, we were just discussing the fact that we should probably give Chad a call and make sure that he understands that there is a danger anytime horse women gather as a pod and go shopping for horses. You're always shopping for the other one. It's for her, not for me. It's not for me at all. No, it's never for you.
Yeah. See, listen, Glenn. Here, I don't need you calling nobody, okay? I will be loading up, we are taking a four-horse trailer. It's a 9.5-hour drive. We're driving all the way there tomorrow after this show and coming back on Sunday. So, don't call him, don't talk to him, and we'll just see how many slots in the trailer are filled on the way home. I'm not making any promises.
Do you even have room for any more horses in that bungalow of yours?
I do. I have room for one. So
let me see. Can you just take the show here for a minute? I'm going to go on hold. And I'm going to dial Chad right now.
He's sleeping right now. Leave him alone. He's sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Sleeping right now. Yeah. Sleeping right now.
He is sleeping right now. So just mind your own business. I'm not saying I'm buying
anything. You're going to do this. You're going to do. Oh, you know what makes this worse? Is you're going to do this right before Valentine's Day when you know he has to be all suckery and squishy. So you're going to get home on Sunday with a horse in the trailer because you promised him you're going to look for the other girl. And you're going to get horses, going to be, and you're going to unload the horse, and he's going to go, oh, what's that? Is that so-and-so's horse? And you're going to go, no, dear. And he can only be mad for one night then, because then it's Valentine's Day, and we're not allowed to be mad at you at Valentine's Day. You've got this all planned out.
Well, see, Glenn, I like that you give me that much credit, but I need more credit, because here's what I've decided, is that, you know, here's it's Valentine's Day, honey. Happy Valentine's Day! I got you a horse! I mean, come on. That's brilliant.
You know, we talked about the other day, what men want. That's really not on the list, but if you do use that ploy, there better be a whole lot of the other thing coming his way, too. That's all I'm saying. Just saying.
Yeah, it'll be an adventure, and I will keep everybody posted via Facebook of our adventures in horse shopping. We are heading out tomorrow after the show with a 4-horse trailer and 4 women, potentially 5 women. So it should be good.
At least one of you will not be coming home with a horse. We know that if there's 5, one of them's safe.
Hey, Glenn. Yeah. Let me remind you, the last time you went horse shopping, you bought 2 for yourself.
Do tell, Jen. Do tell.
Yeah, so don't let it go. Listeners out there, don't let Glenn fool you. He's got the bug, too.
Coach Jen here, host of the Horse Tip Daily Show on the Horse Radio Network. The way consumers interact with the brands they have trusted for years and those they are about to fall in love with for the first time is becoming more and more mobile, literally, and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. Podcasts or internet radio shows like this one combine the new consumer preference for on-demand information and entertainment with the power of niche market audiences. Advertising on the Horse Radio Network podcasts allows you to reach the equestrian consumer using today's preferred on-demand delivery system. It's cost-effective and flexible, able to reinforce your existing marketing and social media strategies. To learn more about advertising on this show or any of the shows on the Horse Radio Network, contact us at 859-951-2022 or you can email us at glenn@horseradionetwork.com. That's Glenn with 2 N's at horseradionetwork.com. Come and join the Horse Radio Network family. You'll enjoy the ride.
Green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a high tight wire. Dynamite too close to fire. Today you might get off scot-free, but chances are eventually he'll go up, you come down. That's when you'll understand this song. I can't tell you what to do, but green on green makes black and blue. My word, green on green makes black and blue. Green on green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot tight wire. Dynamite too close to fire. Today you might get off scot-free, but chances are eventually you go up, you come down. That's when you understand this song. I can't tell you what to do, but green on green makes black and blue.
I think everybody's been waiting for from yesterday is, you know, word about the weekend. What happened to you over the weekend? I know Robert Dunn and Barbara Evans both posted on Facebook. They can't wait to hear Jamie's horse shopping story from the weekend.
I know, and Rebecca posted it too. And this is one of those things that's actually kind of hard to talk about. I guess that, you know, you were about to say something. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we haven't told people anything. You haven't really told us whether it was good news or bad news, whether you came home with a horse and your husband threatened divorce, or whether, you know, you got lost, or what the story was. So, okay, fill us in. Spit it out.
Okay. All right. So, Well, let me read the advertisement for the horses that we were going to look at. Okay, I'll just breeze through these real quick. One of my students, she's 10 years old, and her name is Rachel, and she's looking for a horse to kind of move up with that she wants to do some jumping. So I found this ad. It's Gryffindor is a lovely smaller sport horse, perfect for a lady or young rider wanting dependability. He has years of combined training experience. He is solid, safe, wonderfully natured, never having offered to buck or misbehave in any way. Gryffindor would make a perfect pony clubber, field hunter, event horse for the discriminating rider. All right, so my girls and I drove up to Clovis, California, and we were like girls on Christmas Eve, like 12-year-olds, like, oh, my God, am I get a pony the next day? You know, it's so exciting. We were going crazy. So we get up there, and it's, again, 12 hours. I've talked to this woman on the phone. She has emailed me. I have seen all these ads. She's got three horses that we were going to look at. And the first horse, Gryffindor, the one that she was going to ride, she got on, and now, mind you, the weather is sunny and 70. Calm, no wind, no nothing. She's on this horse. She's in the cross tie. She tacked him up. She's like, would you like me to ride him first? Of course, I would like you to ride him first. The horse literally sits there for the next 2 hours that she rode him, and he was trying to kill her. I mean, kill her. The horse was rearing and then bucking. So in, you know, like the Lipizzan world, that's a capriole, I believe. He was rearing and jumping, a levat. I mean, and these things were not on purpose. This horse was trying to kill this woman. This is the same horse, mind you, who is solid, safe, wonderfully natured, never having offered to buck or misbehave in any way. Perfect for children. I was like, are you kidding me?
Maybe if you hate your children.
Yeah. She says to me, would you, you know, would you like to try him? I was like, do you think that that's a kid-safe horse? She goes, well, he's just being bad today, what with the weather. I said, it is sunny and 70 out here. There is not one bit of wind. And she says, you know, actually, if you want this horse, I can work a really good deal. You can have him. She actually was like, you can have him if you want him. I was like, no. That horse is the worst horse I have ever seen. And I said, this is the same horse that you had an ad for children riding? And she goes, well, yeah. And I said, do you think maybe you should change your ad? Well, I guess so. Guess what? The ad is still not changed. I looked at it this morning. Okay, so that's first horse. Second horse was also for the 10, 11-year-old, you know, girl. And it is a 15-year-old registered quarter horse cross. Solid citizen, anyone can ride, super nice horse, professionally trained, show quality, her favorite listing this month, also tried to kill her. I mean, was bad. Bad, 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 bad. So obviously I didn't even ride that one either. So we're talking, I've driven now 12 hours one way to see these two horses that are this phenomenal and, didn't even ride either one of them. Now, the third horse, Glenn, was a horse named Diamond. And this is his ad. And it says, a lovely, large, gray gelding, 17 hands, from the Irish prominent sport horse line, King of Diamonds, blah, 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 blah. Amateur-friendly, well-trained in dressage, trails more, a grade lesson horse, wonderfully kind, tractable, perfect horse, reduced for quick sale. So we're thinking we're going to get a good deal. Well, I see this horse, and he's in the cross ties, and I go, mind you, I see this 17-hand gray gelding, and she lied about his size, she lied about his color, she lied about his age, she lied about his attitude, and she lied about his soundness, because I go to take the cross ties off, because I couldn't look at his teeth. And one of the girls there, you know, goes to hold him. My friend Joanna, who's looking at him, holds him. And I, you know, I uncross time. He runs away. I mean, flat runs away, takes off running and bolts. And then this woman has the nerve to tell me, oh, I thought they were horse people and they knew how to lead a horse. I'm like, okay, we have a problem. I am going to freak out on you right now. So this is horse number three. It takes like half an hour of this horse galloping. I mean, he's trying to get out of the farm. The horse runs away. 20 minutes later, we finally catch him, and I'm mad at this point. I'm like, tack him up. My friend Jamie, who also was with us, her name is Jamie, too. She's like, I'm getting on that horse, whether it kills us. She gets on him. She rides him around. I'm like, get off. My turn. I get on him, and I'm really actually, I'm like, this horse is actually kind of fun to ride. He knew half passes, he knew leg yields, he knew blind changes. This horse knew a lot of stuff. Here's the problem, Glenn. The horse is completely lame. Lame, lame, lame. But you can tell that this horse has had some training at some point in his life, and he is, I mean, you can tell the horse had ulcers. He was so angry, and he was so unhappy. But riding him, he actually tried really hard. Well, who needs to buy a 16 one-hand, you know, lame 12-year-old? But you know what? We kind of looked at him, and the girl with me is a vet, and she's like, without any diagnostic work, I really think it's his tendon. And tendons you can fix. He's just going to be a lower-level dressage horse. So I thought, you know what? Maybe we could do this. Maybe we could do this. So we leave the woman at this point. We're like, let's get out of here. I said, think about what price you want on this lame 16 one hand, older than you advertised, flea bitten gray horse. You have lied, lied, lied. So we leave and we come back the next morning. And this is where the story gets absolutely horrible. And Glenn, I just have to tell you.
And it's not bad up to this point, Jamie? It's not bad up to this point?
I know. At this point, I'm like, wow, this has been a complete disaster of a road trip. At least the girls and I had fun laughing at this woman in Clovis, California, who I probably shouldn't mention her name, but she's an inventor in Clovis, California.
By the way, there's something else wrong with this. Is you do not do this to somebody who has the only morning show in the horse world. The other thing. And then, Jamie, you said you went back the next morning, which leads us to believe that you did spend the night there, and if I remember correctly, on Friday, we talked about the fact that you were going to be camping, and I was just, and you busted my chops, because I said, Jennifer and I didn't camp, we just don't camp anymore, because we've had bad experiences camping, and you busted our chops of nature, blah, 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 so how'd camping go?
I hate camping. That was god-awful. What a stupid idea. We're driving to the mountains. We're going to go camping. It was freaking 26 degrees, Glenn. 26 degrees. I froze to death. I ended up having to get in the truck and turn in the truck on. That's how bad it was. The three of us froze to pieces. And it was, we were on the top of a mountain, and I was not driving down that mountain in the dark. I hate camping. Hate it, hate it, hate it. You're right. I'm sorry. Camping sucks. It was the worst thing ever. Okay, can we get back to the horse yet?
Okay. Yeah, we can.
Okay. Okay, so at this point, we go back to the farm because my friend Joanna wants to see this giant, lame, gray, old horse one more time. And it was actually pretty sad because she was staring at him out in the field. And, you know, you don't need to make an investment on a lame horse. The reason she's getting another one is her other one had laminitis. And so anyway, long story short, I see this. We're driving into the farm. And, you know, when you see a horse laying down flat out in a field and you're like, oh, look, the horse, you know, he's dead. Okay, I saw a horse laying flat out in the field. And I'm like, oh, look, he's that horse is dead.
You mean he really was dead?
Glenn, there was a dead horse laying in her field. Okay, if you're a young listener, close your ears because this horse's leg was ripped off. From above the knee down, the leg was gone.
Laying in the field with like nothing over it or anything.
Dead horse.
Like no seat?
No leg.
No nothing?
Oh, no, because there were people that were coming up to then go get the horse. So we drive in. This is at this place. We thought, oh, this can't be her place. Oh, it was. It was. We see this horse, and he had gotten out of his field in the middle of the night. Okay. Mind you, their pastures are, of course, barbed wire, and the fencing is electrical tape, but it's not electrified. So we're talking like the most unsafe facility I have ever seen in my entire life. And at some point in the middle of the night, this two-year-old colt, or gelding, got out, somehow ripped his leg off, and galloped to the top of the field where they then had to shoot him, is the story that we got. Okay, let me just tell you that we put that horse, that gray 16-1 hand lame horse, in the trailer as fast as we could. I threw $1,000 at her and took off. I mean, we could not get out of there fast enough when we're seeing dead horses. I'm sorry, how does a horse's leg get ripped off? It just doesn't happen. It's just, I don't know how that happens, but we weren't going to take the chance. We ponied up. We all split the price of this one. And he wasn't $1,000, but I said, I'm giving you $1,000, and I'm taking him. And I put him in the trailer, and we drove out. And currently here in Phoenix, Arizona, we have a 16-1 hand gray old lame horse that we love. So, yes, we did bring a horse home. No, it was not the one we thought we were going to bring home, but we just couldn't leave it there at this place where horses get out and rip their legs off.
Oh, my God. So you should mind be tired you, after that. Are you okay now? That's Jamie's rant for the week. Boy, you took the wind right out of my sails. I can't even pick on you about bringing a horse home now. You know, but I can pick on you about camping from now on. I can do that. We've all had these horse shopping trips. Most of them I've gone on that have been this way have been with our friend Darcy. She has taken me to some of the most backwoods places looking at horses that has just, some of them have just been horrific. And we ought to talk about ads, you know. Talk about deceitful ads, and, you know, we all talked about when we grew up in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, in Amish country, when you'd see the ads and what was the penny saver back then, pre-computer, pre-Craigslist,
right.
Is they would say man's horse. When the Amish would advertise a horse that was absolutely out of its mind, it would say man's horse, which meant it was very hard to control, and probably a woman shouldn't be driving this horse. So whenever you saw a man's horse, you knew that.
You better be.
That was going to be
like.
So yeah, we'll have to talk about that too. Well, Jamie, congratulations on a pretty much wasted weekend, huh?
What a nightmare! I mean, it was a nightmare, Glenn. But you know what? In the end, we feel like we might have gotten a good horse. that clearly was loved a long time ago. I mean, I say he's old. He's only 12, but they advertised him at 10. He clearly was loved a long time ago. We got his papers. We can contact the breeder. You know, he's just probably had a rough go of it for about 5 years. And the tendon thing, we're having the veterinarian out tomorrow, so I'll give you kind of the update on Thursday morning as to what we think is going to happen with him. And, you know, we figured that, you know, just him in a field would be happier than him where he was living before. So, yeah, we love him. We haven't named him yet. We're not naming him until we get the vet report back. But hopefully it's a tendon. Hopefully he just needs a little bit of rest and a little bit of TLC. And he's, it was true. And just, you know, this list that I've come up with, I Googled stuff. I got some other people's ideas. But just to let you know a little piece, like today, you know, it was the ad that I answered and drove all the way up there was a Gryffindor would make a lovely horse for a discriminating rider. So in that ad, discriminating rider would mean you're insane and you want to die. That would be the meaning of that ad, okay? This is a solid citizen anyone can ride, okay? Anyone can ride it if you'd like to ride it for like 5 seconds, because then you will be catapulted into the air off of it, okay? The other things in this ad I can't even relate because they're so complete. There's just such complete lies. But when you see certain things, like the horse has a big trot, that means that he's hard to get into the canter.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. When you see something, Glenn, what does it say when you see that this is a bold horse?
Oh yeah, bold. Bold means, it's a sort of, that's the Amish version of man's horse.
Yeah, it means he runs away.
Same thing, yeah, the Amish version of a man's horse. You need to have the muscles the size of Arnold Schwarzenegger to stop that horse.
Yeah, so then you've got the ads that say bold and athletic. That means he's a runaway, but he's pretty.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he looks good doing it. when they say that they need an intermediate rider, that means that he's crazy and he runs away. When they
exactly.
say he needs an experienced rider, it means you may die while this horse is so crazy and running away.
That's true.
Selling due to divorce. This is right up your alley.
Yeah, selling due to divorce. You know, we've all seen that one too. And that just basically means that nobody's done anything with the horse for the last 2 years because they've been too busy bitterly fighting. You know,
exactly.
Nobody's even fed the horse. You know, they're lucky the horse has even been fed, but guaranteed it hasn't been ridden for the last year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's like, you know, selling due to divorce means my husband hated him and me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's at the same vein with it. We just don't have time for him. That means that nobody's done anything with him. He's lucky to have been fed for the last year plus. You know, whenever you see something that says bomb-proof, that means the horse is dumb. When you see something that says, oh, he's so flashy, that means that he's unrideable. Very brave means crazy. Unregistered. Sorry, he's not registered. That means that's probably stolen.
Or out of an auction. Or out of an auction. That one could be out of an auction, too. Yeah.
Yes, that's true, too. I love these three. You've got event prospect, dressage prospect, and endurance prospect. Okay, the event prospect would mean it's a huge, fast horse. Dressage prospect means it's a huge, slow horse. And the endurance prospect means that it's a very fast horse, which may or may not turn. I love that one. just go. Just endurance. Like, get your 400 miles and just go. 15-2 actually means 14-3. 16-2 means 15-3. To loving home only means that it's expensive, and to show home only means that it's very expensive. Again, the need experienced rider means you could die. You may die riding this horse. When they say he's quiet, he's so quiet. That means he's lame in both front legs. And when they say he's dead quiet, that means he's lame in all four legs. I'm a little bitter, if you can't tell.
Yeah, I can tell.
But Jamie certainly...
you did have an experience over the weekend. You have a right to be a little bitter. You did have an experience over the weekend. And, you know, you got some compliments on there for taking that horse on Facebook. Some people have been posting up there that, you know, that, and I'm sure that Jennifer and I probably would have been, you know, just like you, we would have turned around and we would have driven, you know, right back out. And but because there were three of you there getting all gushy, I think is why you ended up taking that horse and probably saving it from Lord knows what. So, it, as I said, if you haven't listened to the beginning of today's show, go back and take a listen. And to Jamie, I didn't pretty much say anything for 15 minutes, and I was just too busy laughing. So that camping thing, you just got me there. That was the best laugh I've had in a long time. You know, we had, speaking about what we, I just want to go back to a little bit about what we talked about earlier with shopping for horses. It's interesting that I got a comment on the website, and I'm just trying to pull it up here now. And this was from Cheryl, who wrote and said that she wanted, she was telling the story, and I won't read the whole thing, but somebody actually entered into a contract to purchase a horse from a place I won't name. She mailed a check for the down payment, and only after a few days, the place selling the horse backed out on the deal but refused to return the deposit, stating that the contract stated either party could cancel at any time, forfeiting the deposit. Well, first of all, if it said that in the contract, you shouldn't have signed it. But the then she writes, I am in search of a new horse and would appreciate a show on the do's and don'ts of purchasing, not just health confirmation. Well, you actually had found a list from the Equine Legal Solutions on 10 things here, and I wanted to go through them really quickly with you, Jamie, and just talk about them. We only have a couple minutes left, but I wanted to touch on them. Not getting a vet check because it costs too much. You know what? You don't get that vet check because it costs too much. It's going to cost you 10 times that in vet bills later. So,
absolutely.
I don't think we need to say more on that one. Buying a horse sight unseen, I don't know that we need to say anything more on that one either. If you had bought these horses sight unseen, go ahead.
Glenn, that does happen. And here's, you know, obviously you buy a horse sight unseen because you see the video online, you see all this stuff. It's crazy not to ride the horse. But now what they're doing, Glenn, is they're saying there's local ads of these fantastic sounding horses that are incredibly cheap. And then you email them and they won't talk to you on the phone, but they say, here's the deal. My daughter is in Europe and she's not riding her horse. She can't keep it anymore. So you can have the horse, just pay the cost of shipping, which is $1,750. And you pay the shipping, and of course the horse never shows up. So just know that there are scams everywhere, and that scam works on cars and every single thing. So never buy anything sight unseen, period. Now I'm done. Go ahead.
And putting a deposit down on a horse without a written agreement, and people do that every single day. And make sure the written agreement doesn't have weird stuff in it like this. Not reviewing the registration papers and transfer forms carefully. We've seen that happen so many times when they aren't the papers for the horse that you bought. That used to happen up in our neck of the woods all the time. Jennifer can attest to that. Taking a horse on trial without a written agreement, always a bad idea because, you know, one of the big pitfalls there is you bring the horse back and they say, oh, you didn't return him in the same shape he left in. So, you know, now all of a sudden you're responsible for the horse because they're saying you made it lame or whatever, you know, whatever that was. Buying a horse subject to a vet check without a written agreement. You notice the thread throughout this whole thing?
Written agreements and veterinarians involve all of it.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, that's the basis here is just, and you know what the other thing is? Common sense. If it doesn't seem right, it ain't right. You know, and that goes back to...
There are things that are too good to be true. And one of the things on the list here, Glenn, is, and I swear, I surprise people with this every single time I go to buy a horse. But I'm sorry, I always draw blood on the horse while I'm there, like once I'm buying it. Because you say, hey, is your horse on any medications? And they say, oh, no, absolutely not. Then you have during the vet check, the vet goes to draw some blood, and they're like, what are you doing? Well, we're going to make sure that he's not on any medications, you know, if anything happens. Well, we did give him some Butte yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, like just drawing the blood will make people tell you the story. But you can find things like reserpine, those 30-day tranquilizers, and this is all worst case scenario. Obviously, I've bought horses that have the buying process has gone very well, but most of the time you have to weed through all the bad purchasing before you get to your good horse. So anyway, that's part of it. Not, you know, don't get a vet check even because the horse is young. I mean, you're going to have a horse growing up that could have problems. Also, have a professional with you. Have your trainer, your instructor, somebody that is an experienced horse person go with you to buy the horse.
And preferably that person is not overly emotional.
Sorry, I fail.
Everybody's hocked a saddle. Most hands have sold a favorite pair of spurs. It's part and parcel of a cowboy's life. It's just to test your nerve. You're too broke to pay attention when you're riding through a rough string of luck. But I still love my life. Wouldn't trade it for $1 million. 'Cause I got an old hat that fits me just fine. A pair of chinks that are worn out but custom made. I get to see the horses shed in early spring and go to a jackpot roping if I get paid. I've chased lions up on Big Bug Mountain and shod some horses down on the track. I've smelled hay that'd take your breath away and hitchhiked from here to who knows where and back. Why, I've even entered a couple of indoor rodeos, slept under a teepee made from a wagon fly. Me and an old bronc swam the Willamette River one time, and he was gentle when we come out the other side. I set chokers on a high lead logging crew way up on the Oregon coastal range. I even bought one brand spanking new pickup truck, then had to survive for days on ashtray change. Everybody's hocked a saddle. Most hands have sold a favorite pair of spurs. It's part and parcel of a cowboy's life, just to test your nerve. You're too broke to pay attention when you're riding through a rough string of luck. But I still love my life. Wouldn't trade it for $1 million. But there is one thing that really sticks in my craw. I sold my first and only bronc saddle like a fool. It went from priceless to a couple $100 because I needed to buy me some horseshoeing tools. But you know, I just did what I had to do at the time. I sold something I had to buy something I was needing, and truth is, I was happy to have the money. It's whatever it took to keep my old pocketbook from bleeding. But $200, what was I thinking? That's less the commission. I'm here to tell you, whoever's got that saddle could name their price if that boy of mine could wear just a little basket stamp off that old association. Everybody's hocked a saddle. Most hands have sold a favorite pair of spurs. It's part and parcel of a cowboy's life, just to test your nerve. You're too broke to pay attention when you're riding through a rough string of luck. But I still love my life. Wouldn't trade it for $1 million. Oh, how I love my life. Wouldn't trade it for $1 million.
Buying horses as well. So, good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Jamie. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You're like my soul sister. Were you just channeling me?
I know.
Writing your blog.
That. sort of. If I had been channeling you, I might have gone around my horse shopping process a little bit differently, but it was still buying horses and falling in love either way, so... Taking one home.
So what is tell everybody what your blog is about this month.
Well, my blog, I was writing on Valentine's Day, and I didn't want to write anything too sappy or crazy, so I thought about, well, how did I end up with my horse? And I'm like, actually, I'm a really good example of how not to go get a horse. Because he was kind of an impulse.
Apparently,
buy.
Jamie like, okay. is too.
He was really, really an impulse buy. As in, I was not in the market for a horse. I wasn't even considering buying a horse. I wasn't looking. I wasn't shopping. I wasn't budgeting. I was riding some friends' horses, and he showed up in their barn one day. He was going to be for sale, and he was just coming to hang out there and get sold. And a week later, I bought him. Yeah,
but
not in the market for a horse. But
you almost kind of choked me up a little bit when you told the story of, you see him in this pasture and he's standing there.
Oh my gosh.
And go on, because I loved this part.
Oh, it was the best. He had been standing in the pasture for the last 2 years, just hanging out, being a horse, had absolutely nothing done with him, hadn't really been getting groomed. He was a little bit underweight, like not crazy or anything, but a little bit. And, you know, his mane was long and tangled, and he's got this really crazy, thick, ratty mane for a thoroughbred. So the first day he's there, I walk in, and he's in the saw. I'm like, oh, hi, horse, nice to meet you. And then I go into the other barn ride, one of the other horses, completely ignore him. The next day, I go back out again, and he's standing there in his paddock, and he looks at me. And I think, you really look like you could use a good grooming. So I get my brushes, and I go out into his paddock. There's grass. There's hay. He's loose. I put my brushes down next to the fence. I get out the curry comb. I walk over, and I start brushing him, and he just stands there. And he looks happy. And this horse has the most expressive eyes in the whole world. You can always see exactly what he's thinking. And he just looks completely relaxed and happy and thrilled to be getting attention. So I finish the curry comb, and I walk back over to the fence, and he follows me over, and I put it down, and I get out my hard brush, and then he walks back to the middle of the paddock where he was standing and stands there while I use the hard brush, and he follows me back to get the soft brush and then goes back to the middle. And for an hour and a half, I groomed this horse, and I shortened his mane, and he just stood there and loved it. And every once in a while, he'd kind of turn around and look at me, or he'd kind of touch my side with his nose. I'm like, okay, I have to have you.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so great. And he what?
He was completely green. I was just going to say, he'd been standing in the pasture, didn't have anything done with him, so I pretty much had to start him back from scratch again, so I couldn't test ride him or anything. Didn't really have a good facility to even get a chance to see how he moved, so I pretty much bought him on personality.
Which is a fantastic idea.
It could have been really bad. It could have been really bad, but it wasn't. I really, really, really lucked out.
Yeah, yours worked out, but it's like buying a horse on personality is like buying him because he has a bad home.
Yeah. Like buying a guy on personality. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a few panic moments after that, thinking, oh my goodness, why didn't you do the vet check? What if this horse has arthritis, is going to be lame the rest of his life? You know, a few panic moments here and there, but he's been fine. So,
That's what I wanted to touch base with you, because some people have different ideas of, in a pre-purchase, what is acceptable and what is not. And here's where we don't agree, is that, you know, you said get a vet check, but don't take it too seriously. You know, figure out, and I agree with this, figure out what issues you're willing to deal with and which ones you aren't. And you gave an example, and it says, what kind of issues are you willing to deal with? And in parentheses, you put bad feet. And which ones you are not. Arthritis. Okay, I'm opposite. Yeah. Bad feet, you're gone. Arthritis, you can stay. I can fix that a little bit, you know. So it just depends
but
on what you're willing
feet.
To accept.
You totally can fix bad feet. You just have to be really, really, really patient. I think in most cases, maybe not every single case, but in a lot of cases, if you're really, really patient and you have a really, really good hoof care professional, that kind of thing can be fixed.
And a big checkbook. Let me throw that in. Let me throw in a big checkbook.
Yep, Glenn, you're exactly right. Big checkbook. Yeah. Well, big checkbook for anything wrong with a horse. I mean, really,
come on.
So, Jackie, let me just go over your points here, and let me tell you where we went wrong this weekend, okay? Okay. A, make sure the horse is at the right ability level for you. This, you have no idea what ability this horse is at the level because he was so lame. Go for a test ride. Yeah, we did kind of test ride him, but again, he was pretty lame. Get a vet check, but don't take it too seriously. Yeah, didn't get a vet check. Take a trainer or at least a knowledgeable friend. I am her trainer and knowledgeable friend, and I'm the overly emotional one, so bad call. So just to let you guys know, the veterinarian came out yesterday to look at this. Again, when we were going to shop for this horse, it was supposed to be a 17-hand, amateur-friendly, dead-broke, gray 10-year-old. And what we found was a 16 one-hand, flea-bitten, gray, lame 12-year-old that we ended up buying. So the vet came out yesterday. He's amazing. Dr. Anderson is the best. And he looked at him and he said, well, there's a lot of upside to this horse. He goes, here's what's currently wrong with him. He goes, what looks like is, and they ultrasound his tendon and everything, and he said, looks like they pulled him out of a field where he hadn't been doing anything for years, and they just worked the ever-living heck out of him, and he's just really, really sore from that. So, woohoo! He's got, you know, some arthritis in the hocks and standard 12-year-old kind of stuff. But for the most part, he said, we did a good job and that he's going to be okay. So, yay!
Oh, that's great.
Well, thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll be back tomorrow with another potentially noteworthy live episode. Remember, you can find all of the links and notes on this and every episode of Horses in the Morning at horsesinthemorning.com. And you can have your favorite horse podcast wherever you go by going to the App Store for your iPhone or Android and downloading our free app. Just search for Horse Radio Network.